This is just like a typical lecture. I have 110 students in the class and maybe 20 show up. So anyway, I'm going to talk about learning communities at Purdue University. And actually, could you do me a favor? Could somebody shut those back doors? Because it is incredibly distracting. There's all sorts of cars and people going by. And thanks. I'm going to talk. And the reason I say that, because several years ago, I gave a presentation out in San Diego, and I was standing up at the podium, and we were giving this presentation in this room, and it looked out onto the bay, and all these warships were going by, and it was really distracting. So thanks, Kale. All right, so I'm going to talk about learning communities at Purdue University. And a couple of comments. One, I've been teaching learning communities for the last 5-6 years. I started off with the Pathway to Purdue Learning Community, which is a learning community for those students who don't get into Purdue University, but at some point in time will eventually get into Purdue. So I used to teach the Pathway to Purdue program, which is with Ivy Tech. And then the last couple of years, I've been teaching the environmental studies learning community. So let me just bring up some points about learning communities. One, they consist of small groups, 10 to 30 students, all right? They're academic or they're residential in nature. That means that the students can all live together in the same dormitory, same floor. They could be roommates, all right? Or they can live off campus in their separate living quarters, whatever. All right, so it can be academic or residential. It's collaborative, right? Collaborative amongst the students, amongst the faculty, amongst the staff, amongst the teaching assistants involved. And it's connective, all right? The environmental studies learning community, which I'll spend a few moments talking about because that's the one I'm currently teaching, is university-wide. So those students who are in the environmental studies learning community, you don't have to be in natural resources and environmental science. You don't have to be in environmental science, but you have an interest in environmental science. So you can be part of this this learning community. It's experiential, educational opportunities outside the traditional academic areas. All right, so we're going to see some examples of that here in a few moments. And the last thing, it's actually focused on learning outcomes, all right? So these are what learning communities are all about. So let me just mention the environmental studies learning community. If you are in the environmental studies learning community, you take 3 classes, all right, which are essentially the same, all right? I mean, all students are involved in 3 courses. A course that I teach, Introduction to Environmental Science, English 106, and Agronomy 122, Environmental Studies. All right, so students who are in the learning communities, all right, will all be registered for those 3 classes. All right, so learning outcomes. So what's involved in this whole idea of learning outcomes? And I'm sure most people at universities have generated outcomes and so forth. But learning outcomes, what this does, this learning community does, it allows students to interact socially and academically with a peer group, all right? You interact with faculty and staff. You gain exposure to an array of university resources, both academic, cultural, social, professional, and life skills. So lots of different things that go on in a learning community. So just some distinguishing features, all right? So a lot of people think that learning communities just grow out of the department. Actually, they're aligned under the provost office, all right? They're not administered under the residence halls, okay? They have a centralized programmatic function, all right? And what that means is that we have a learning community office on campus now, which they just moved into a new facility. It's driven by the LC instructors, such as myself as a faculty member, other staff members in the program, in the LC program, by teaching assistants and so forth, and by instructors, all right? There's specific academic foundation for the program. There's an emphasis on co-curricular and extracurricular events, all right? a lot of emphasis on events, as you will see here in a few moments. And those events are designed actually to connect these students with faculty, staff, campus, and the community. All right? So just give you an idea. First year student LC participation. LC obviously stands for Learning Community. And you don't have all the data. Actually, learning communities were actually begun in 1999 at Purdue University. We started off with two learning community sections, and we had 46 students participating. In 2014, all right, just this past fall, all right, we've had 93 LC sections, all right, 93 individual events, all right, individual LCs, I should say, all right, and the total participation is up around 2,500 students. So these learning communities have really grown at Purdue University. If we look at the instructors, I just pulled some of the data. In 2008, we had 12 tenure-track faculty. In 2013, we've had 37 tenure-track faculty involved in learning communities. Lecturers, all right, 2008, 9, 2013, 10. Graduate students has increased. Administrative professional staff, all right, are involved in learning communities, and that's increased from 14 up to 41. So we've seen a big increase in the number of people who are actually involved in learning communities. So what types of events do we have? We can have academic events, campus resource events, cultural events, service events, social events, all sorts of different events involved with the learning communities. Right, so if we look at the sheer number of events that students participate in as being a part of the learning community, it's increased from 2009 to 2013 from 143 to 704 different events. So we have a lot more events which are being planned for these students who are in the learning communities. So this just gives you an idea of what I do in the environmental studies learning community. And we go to the wind farm, we have dinner at my house, we visit the sewage treatment plant, which is all part of the environmental studies option. We do composting facility, we do water quality, we actually shock fish, measure fish. We do the Purdue Ropes Challenge course. We go out to Wolf Park for sort of a social plant. We do a really cool tour of the Subaru plant, which is one of the unique parts of the learning community. Bowling, volleyball, pizza, coffee, job fair, all sorts of different events in the environmental studies learning community. And it's a lot of fun, all right? You really get to know these students really well. And what's interesting about it is that these students remember you and they come back to you time and time again, either just for a conversation or to write a letter of recommendation or just to talk about possible job opportunities. So how do we recruit students into the learning communities, the LCs? We have all sorts of ways that we can do that, all right? Email messaging, postcards, emails to parents and families. We have these events on campus, admission events, Purdue's For Me, Introducing Purdue, Golden Honors Day. We have a wide variety of events. And at those events, we talk about learning communities, all right? So let's talk about the budget. And a lot of people are think about, well, how much money do you get per student? And the total amount of money, believe it or not, is only $30 per student. Right, so if you have 10 to 30 students in your class, so the maximum amount of money you're going to get is maybe around $900. All right, so for your learning community, and how do you put on all those events? All right, with a budget of $30 per student, and the way you do that is through these things. The cost of transportation is paid by the learning community. So all those events, going out to the wind farm, going to the Subaru plant, going to the sewage treatment facility, those are all paid for by the learning community. If you exhaust your budget, you run out of money, they give you more money. All you have to do is ask, all right? So there's more money available, all right? And this year, we have dining cards. So we can take our students to the dining hall if they don't live on, if they're not part of the residential learning community or the academic learning community and they live off campus. We can take them to the dining hall. We can pay for that. So that's a really nice benefit of the learning community. So there are all sorts of benefits. There's social and academic, exposure to faculty and staff, academic, cultural, organizational, improves the retention of students. And I'll show you some data here in a few seconds which will illustrate that. And it helps students graduate faster. All right, and that's one of the key things we're all focused on right now. I know at Purdue University we're really focused on it because now we've had to take our curriculums from 132 credit hours down to 120 credit hours. We want students to graduate in 4 or 5 years. So if we look at retention and graduation rates comparing LC, learning community, and non-LC participants, just a couple of key things to zero in on. All right, if we look at the 2011, 2012, and 2012, 2013, you can see that the retention rate for students involved in the learning community is higher than non-LC participants. All right, and if we look at the graduation rate, we can see that it's higher in the 2008, 2009, all right, significantly higher, but it's almost the same here in the 2009, 2010. But essentially what's happening is that we're retaining more students, and you're probably thinking, well, that's a pretty low retention rate, around 90%. But that's pretty darn good for Purdue University. So anyway, just some retention and grade data. So comparing environmental studies, learning communities, and all campus. Let me explain a little bit about this graph, this table. So since I serve on the Athletic Affairs Committee at Purdue University, I have access to all the data for students. This data is not public knowledge, all right? And so I have all the all-campus data. The LC students, there's no data concerning grades yet because they haven't tagged them appropriately in the registrar's office. Starting this year, they're going to tag those students so we'll know exactly. But I know my LC students in the environmental studies learning community. And as you can see here, if we look at the grades, all right, cumulative, pretty much the same, a little bit higher in the fall of 2013. Semester, a bit higher. Grades are a bit higher for those students who are actually part of the learning community program. Oops. All right, so what does LC, what do they accomplish? Outstanding student experiences. You really get to know these students. Social and academic foundation to this, these programs. There's an opportunity for networking. It's really great. Those students who are in the LC program, they actually, I started with the environmental studies one 3 years ago. Those students still get together for coffee once a month or once every 2 months. They'll get together for coffee. And it is a wonderful thing to see these students getting together and interacting. Exploration of a major field, lots of hands-on applications, introduction to resources on campus and in the community, a sense of belonging makes a larger school feel smaller. And that's one of the things that we really talked a lot about at Purdue University is that the College of Ag is like a small campus within this really large 40,000 student campus. Well, at Purdue, belonging to an LC even makes it feel smaller. They feel more of a connection. And then a smoother transition in terms of students making that transition in academics, more persistence in academics, higher retention rates. So these are some of the accomplishments of LC programs. So it's perfect timing. Kale is coming up. All right. So any questions about LCs? Yeah, Clark.
So are the LCs, does it just last for 1 year, or
do
those, or is it multiple years with the same set of students?
Actually, great question. LCs, for those people that just came in, are learning communities. Learning communities are only for one semester. The start of your freshman year, the fall of your freshman year. All right. So if you stay on, you can't really stay on in an LC, but you can stay together as a group of people. Yeah. Zach. Actually, also a good question. I don't really see that. I don't see that in their SAT scores or the ACT scores, that they're actually academically better than the non-LC students, because there's a whole range of, it cuts across an entire range of students.